Happy Wednesday, everybody. I hope the show finds you safe and well. And thank you very, very much for taking the time to download or stream the Be Our Guest podcast. Honored that we can spend some time together here on a Wednesday. Of course, it is time for more of your listener questions. We talk about some dining options at Disney Springs, best practices for having a great day at Disney's Hollywood Studios nowadays. Lots more topics all about Walt Disney World headed your way today. Don't forget today's show, as always, brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for your next Walt Disney World vacation, book with the great agents over at the Magic for Less. There's some awesome discounts out there right now through late September to get your trip on the books. So just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that quote form. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be planning a great trip together. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It's a free way to support the show. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, as always, a heartfelt thank you to all of our patrons. You guys are carrying the load right now while travel's down just a bit, and I thank you so very much for that. If you'd like some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1836 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday to you. How many of you guys could actually say that opening by heart, right? If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, I don't even like start thinking about the show until about 2 minutes in. I just, you know, hit the button. It's not like Pavlov's dog. And just start saying those lines. I should probably switch it up, but I'm an old dog and I can't learn new tricks.
So. You should let some people record that blurb and you should put it in.
Yeah, no. I don't want to make it any harder than it is, man. We do four shows a week. It's crazy. Seriously, there's a lot of work to these things. I have a workflow, people, and I eat the same lunch every day. You guys know. I mean, I eat the same dinner most nights. Change is hard for me, so this is 2020 and 2021 have been a challenge, but we're making it through. We're going to make it. All right, and speaking of that, we're going to be answering those listener questions today. If you are joining us live on the chat, give us some questions there in the comments, and we'll take care of those. We have lots in the inbox as well, so we are going to extend the listener questions not only today, but into Friday. So that'll be I like the questions because we can talk about all kinds of stuff that's going on. So joining me today to talk about stuff, we have Ricky, who writes stuff over at the mouseforless.com. What's up, Ricky?
Stuff. Lots and lots of stuff. That's what's up. Yeah, no, just getting ready for what craziness. Stuff. Yeah, I mean, really, seriously, I just feel like that's pretty much all I keep writing about is something crazy. So stuff. That's right.
So, okay, let me ask you, because you are the theme park guru. You have all the rumors. You have all the knowledge. Disney calls you at least 90 minutes before any news breaks.
100%. Yeah, if only.
It is Wednesday. We recorded the show on Monday. Are we riding on little mice back in France and eating crepes on the way out? What's your call?
I go no. I say no. So sorry, I am very sorry, especially because I am actually headed to Orlando this weekend and was hoping to ride some mice, but I don't think I will be. So no mice for me. Sorry.
I think you will.
No mice.
And is it sad? Oh, Pam Forster's also joining us, as she does every Wednesday and Friday, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Wednesday, Pam. Let me ask you this. You know, it's sad, but when I started seeing some of the photos coming out this week, I got excited because we have some pretty sweet new bathrooms by the International Gateway. Does that make me a geek or does that just make me weird?
Hello. Of course, you need to know where the best bathrooms are, especially if you're going to be there during a busy time. Right. I think knowing good bathrooms that are sort of out of the way. And by the way, the good bathrooms are always the bathrooms that are more modern.
Yes.
Like, if they've been built in the last 5 years, to check.
Yes, that's exactly.
The place to visit, because they're awesome. And still, those bathrooms in America, the best bathrooms in the
correct.
World.
Correct. You know what we need to do, Mike? We need to redo our show.
We do. We'll
about
do that.
The best yes. bathrooms in Walt Disney World.
Oh, 100%.
It has been a long time. And we did the worst bathrooms, too. And I know that list would change. Although, they are fixing one, I think, of the leftover worst bathrooms. And that's Morocco. And so right now, they're working on updating the Morocco bathrooms, which were definitely a step in time, I think, if you went to those bathrooms, which inevitably I always did go into the Morocco bathrooms, because I'd be like, you know, at that point, I'd be like, dang, you know, I should probably go to the bathroom here. So,
the best ones, yeah, actually, the best ones were in Marrakesh, like inside the actual sit down restaurant, because they'd let you go in there. You know, you just they didn't know if you were like a customer or not. I mean, on New Year's Eve, all bets are off, man. But Marrakesh was my secret. So
I planned my whole Epcot day around, you know, when I'm going to be near the America restrooms, how far am I away from the America restrooms? Because it's my preferred bathroom of all in all of Disney World.
I have different ones. So, you know, we definitely should
we
do another
we are doing
too.
This show again, because I think it was like 2010 or something when we did this last
time. It was a long
time.
time ago.
It was ages. Yes. But check the wiki, because it's there. But here's the thing. You guys mentioned that, you know, the new bathrooms are where it's at. But here, you know what? When I walk into like an old bathroom, I mean, I'm talking like those bathrooms up by Spaceship Earth on the way out of Epcot that play that old background loop, or I'm trying to think of another like old vintage bathroom.
When they've been opening the one there by Imagination, they've opened that one recently. Remember for a while that was closed? That's a good one, because not many people know about that bathroom. So it's literally you and maybe one other person that's been going to Disney World for as long as you have. So, like, you know, that, but some of those ones were just bad. Like the Germany one still.
I still like the
Germany
one.
Typically you have
to
like pay me to go to the
bathroom. I didn't even know Germany had bathrooms.
Yeah,
so
right
that
by the trains.
Right by the train.
I like those bathrooms myself.
Oh, you know what? I haven't used them in years. So.
Oh, yeah. It's to your credit.
That's probably a good thing. This weekend, I will make it a mission to go into the Germany restrooms. Just
take pictures.
No, I'm not being that creeper. But just...
We need to be able to show people what things are about.
If I'm in there at the urinal and I hear a I'm like, what? What?
And I think Brian, can't have that. Brian take pictures.
But I will say that we've many times taken a shot of that picture of the mural in the Trails Inn bathrooms many times. And you're always like, dude, just take it and run, because who knows? I'm sure better people
stick your hand in there and take a picture.
It's okay. We got to get to the questions. So,
all right, let's go.
We have good questions.
We are going to do that show in the next couple of weeks, because we need to revisit that. You know, it's the winter time. I mean, what else do you have to talk about?
What else do you have to talk about? Bathrooms.
All right, Megan Green, who is the mother of triplets. So again, God bless you. She says her question, because we joked about, we disqualified her question because it was about comments that we've been talking about nonstop for a week.
But
we're just joking. She says, I was just going to ask if we know when the new Extra Magic Minutes, or whatever they are being called, are going to start. I've heard the details on how they'll work, but I wasn't sure if they said when it would start. So, Pam, we don't have a date, correct?
We don't. And actually, when they put out the press release, it was actually as part of the 50th celebration. So maybe that gives us a clue as to when they will start. Maybe as we get closer to an announcement on when, you know, the 50th celebration will start, which again, we don't really know that either. So, and I was just talking with one of our listeners who wrote to me about this, and I was saying, I was really shocked by the amount of negative response to the new early entry program, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is a step in the right direction. Like, we're getting closer to where we used to be. And everyone else was like, this is horrible because it's not extra magic hours. And I was like, okay, I do see that. I mean, I see what people are saying in that spot, but I think we got to walk before we run. So I'm hoping that this is something that will lead us to us. And plus, I am very excited to be able to pick the park that I would like to go in to early. So
everybody should go to Animal Kingdom for their 30 minutes. And I'm going.
You think that's what you should say?
I'm going to the studios, but yeah, everybody else go to Animal Kingdom.
It's maybe that's what we should do. You know what? Let's put on a crowd calendar.
We will.
It just works in our favor.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It'll be like six out of the 7 days. It'll be like AK, AK, Epcot, AK.
Yeah. Magic Kingdom.
Exactly. We're onto something. Shh, don't anybody tell. There's only a handful of us in here right now. So okay, that's it. Okay, yeah, no, but you know, the thing is too, is that, you know, Disney can push these out from 30 minutes eventually. And I, you know, it doesn't sound like a lot, but I've said this, I think, a couple times, is that even say all things are square, right? There's no extra man, there's no early entry to park. If you are at the front of that rush at the turnstiles, you are like riding the crest of the wave for the first few hours, and you get so much done even without extra magic hours. 30 minutes, if you play your cards right, can really lead to having a great day down the line.
Even on a major holiday.
Right, right.
Being 30 minutes can mean a lot. It just really can. And everyone is like, everyone who's listened to us is like, no way, because everyone gets there when the park opens. Let me tell you, folks. The majority of people do not get there when the park opens. Yep. The majority
members of this podcast don't get there when the park opens. Just saying. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of times I would go to the park that had the extra magic hours the night before. That was always my strategy. So sometimes it didn't have morning extra magic hours. But if I was in the front, you know, all things being even, I got a ton done. And it used to be how you played your fast passes around 11 too. So anyway, all right, next question. Justin says, my wife is dying to go to be our guest for dinner. Her reasoning is Beast shows up. Is this happening? We have Be Our Guest dinner around here every night, but it's called Taco Bell, and it's with the Be Our Guest podcast host. And Beast, it depends on how well my sports teams are doing if the Beast shows up. So anyway, Ricky, what do you know? Is the Beast hanging out, or is he quarantined?
I think I've heard that he actually is showing up. If I remember
right. You don't go and, like, meet him, I don't believe, like you used to.
Right.
But I think he comes in and, like, he waves.
Everybody's like that now. Like, Drew Carey on Price is Right. Like, don't come within 6 feet.
Yeah.
I know. What's funny is that he was the Beast, and then he was human, then he was the Beast, then he was back to his human self, and now he's back to being the Beast when he's at the restaurant.
Yeah. I would think, though, being the Beast in COVID times would be your best form of yourself, right? Because you kind of have a, like, protective layer. Like, you know, if I was, like, going between, like, Beast and Mike Rallman, I'd probably hang out as Beast most of the time, especially if I'm going to the grocery store, you know.
Yeah, right, because people would back off. They'd be 6 feet away for sure.
Right, you go down the cereal aisle, and, like, they're just like, dude, I don't really mess with that aisle. I don't need cereal this week. I'll have oats.
Eggs. I'll go with eggs.
Anyway, I love this show. All right. Mark Craig has a question. I know you can use the value of one set of tickets towards an annual pass, but what about two trips worth of tickets towards an annual pass? Pam, how about that one? I think it is only one set of tickets. I haven't done that in a while, but
it is. It's just one set of tickets. They're not going to let you take, like, you know, three tickets that you've had in the past and put them all together and then come up with the best price ticket you can. Unfortunately, what it typically is when they're letting you do that is you're upgrading that ticket to an annual pass, and you can't upgrade more than one set of ticket, but you can use one to upgrade 1 year. And then the next year when you go, you can use one again to upgrade. So just save them. They don't lose the value that you paid for them. Even tickets that are expired do not lose the value that you paid for them. In most cases, there are some special kinds of tickets that most people won't have anyway. But yeah, keep them around. They're always worth something.
Unless you buy them next to the helicopter rides on International Drive.
I when people ask about discount tickets, I just want to be like,
dude, they're everywhere. I mean, when I drove to Give Kids a World, I could have bought discount tickets 17 times between property and
none of them would have worked when you got there.
No.
I mean, it just really and truly. And I think that Disney has really cracked down on that the last few years, because they used to be so sympathetic and would help people out and whatever. And I think at this point, they just have to be like, I'm sorry, like, this isn't your ticket. Where did you buy this? Yeah, go back and see those people and see what they can do to help you. Because is. We didn't sell you this ticket. What's funny is that Disney can scan that ticket and they'll know where it was sold, who it was sold to, all of that. They get a lot of information on that. So anyways, it is so not worth it to potentially save $20 on a ticket that will not work when you get up to the turnstile. It's just not.
The last thing you want to hear from a guest relations person at the ticket booths is that these three words. You don't want to hear, "You got played."
Yeah. Yes. Dude, this is not good.
For sure.
It's not good.
For all right. Sure.
Betsy has a question, and she's going to have a couple, I think, on Friday as well. She's heading down to, she's doing a cool split stay. She's staying at Pop Century and the Riviera. Boom! At the end of this month. I'm so excited. She says, in a normal year, when does registration start for the Princess Run Disney events? Next year is my daughter's 10th birthday, and she would love to do the 5 and 10K. That'd be awesome. Princess is a great mother-daughter race weekend. I mean, it is. You see so much of that. I mean, I go down usually solo. I like it because it's a good weekend. The weather's great. You know, it's just fun. But you see a lot of that mother-daughter stuff, and I love that because obviously I am the father of two girls. So usually registration is about 9 months out for all the events. That's about as much information as we had. That stuttering there is my brain trying to process when we can register for another Run Disney event, because who knows? You just got to watch RunDisney.com. But yeah, go.
Right.
But I totally say do it. Your daughter would love it. You would have a blast. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. We are getting all the feedback here about the bathrooms. We are going to have to do a show there. Yes. I mean, my gosh, our whole chat is full of bathroom comments. Let me hit the next question. Oh, nice. Here we go. Rhonda Lee, my good friend up in Canada. She's always with us on Sunday nights for our live shows. Love that. Alfred, Marlessa. There's so many folks that join in with us on Sunday nights. It's always so much fun. Tanya, Megan. She just asked simply, what's a hidden gem for each of you in each park? So let's just come up with, that's kind of a lot like on the spot, but come up with like a hidden gem that you have in a theme park. Like something that's kind of off the beaten path that you really enjoy. Ricky, you go first. What do you got? Just pick a park and pick something that's kind of a hidden gem.
Okay, so on the backside of Disney's Animal Kingdom, like the pathway between Asia and Africa, there is a great spot where you can just sit and relax. It's supposed to be for like a restaurant, but half the time I think the snack shop or whatever it is isn't open. So it's a really great spot to just sit and relax. And when they do the like the nighttime shows, you can see the show from there too. So it's a hidden spot because everybody else is like rushing to the front of the park to see the show, and you can kind of catch it from the back, which is kind of cool.
Okay, so here, this just popped up to me because, again, I don't know why. Like, what's wrong with me? But I'm, like, focused on bathrooms now since we were talking about it. Like,
yeah,
man, I can't. Change is hard, right? So, and again, this is only – again, I don't go in the women's bathrooms, but this is a kind of a hidden gem. It's not a big deal. But in the Toy Story bathrooms, the urinals are, like, kid-sized. And I don't know, like, I mean, I'm 6'3". I'm like, dude, what's up? But they're small, and they got little sinks, and somebody was mentioning – Jen in the live chat here says she loves restrooms. Her kids love them that have the little sinks. That's kind of cool. But yeah, they're almost like they're kid size. I was wondering if like they just got the wrong order. I don't know. I mean, it is kind of theming, but it's kind of weird too. So that's kind of a hidden gem. Pam, what about you? We don't have to talk. The bathrooms are going to come up again. We're going to do a whole show. But yeah.
So this isn't so much a hidden gem as it is just a location that I love. And it is in Galaxy's Edge, actually. There are some tables there by the Ronto Roasters location that sort of look down on everything going on sort of in Galaxy's Edge. And I have seen the best and coolest things there. I've seen Rey and other people from the Galaxy's Edge universe running around with kids, getting to help them, you know, saying, come on, come on, come help me do this. And then they're off on some adventure. You get to see the stormtroopers while they're on top of buildings there. You get to hear noises coming from the Millennium Falcon, and you can see that right there. To me, as a lifelong Star Wars fan, this is just one of those locations where you can sit there, you can sort of take it all in, and it's hard to take it all in. Like, I've been to Galaxy's Edge quite a bit, and I still feel like I'm learning things every time I'm there. It's the kind of, like, excitement that you have when you don't know something, you know, inside, outside, backwards, and everything. Like, I feel like I know so much of Disney World. I am still discovering things there. And that's just a great vantage point to take it all in. So if I'm there, don't everyone be scooping up those tables.
Yeah, those are sweet.
I want to come and sit for a while.
Those are sweet tables. Those are, and there's actually, there's like a little courtyard too. I think it's outside of, what's it? Docking Bay. There's like a little, it's like a little courtyard. And I think you have to have ordered food there to be able to sit there, but they're sweet. It's a cute little area. It's outside, but it's like a courtyard.
It is. You're right. It's really neat. It's like behind a gate.
Even. Yeah, it's behind a gate. Gated community seating or something. I don't know. Okay, Alfred's got a question. Ricky, this one's for you. Is Disney got to keep Morocco or turn it into another country? Because Disney has taken over the pavilion.
They have taken over the pavilion. But as far as I know, no, they're just going to keep it as Morocco. So, they'll update it. Like they are the bathrooms, because it's been a while. But they'll update, like they're updating the menus for things.
Spice Road table was
exactly.
Yeah. Nah, small plates just means not enough food for too much money. That's what I hear every time I hear small plates. I'm like, nope, big plates.
I get that. Now I understand where you're coming from. I do. But you know. It's okay.
Maybe that'll be the new trend, Mike. Everyone likes to talk small plates. Maybe the new trend will be big plates.
Yeah, insane. Yes, I mean, us Midwesterners, we don't like small when it comes to food. We like, in Southerners, but it's like, dude, big plates. Like, big plates just makes us happy. Like, big
plates. So, like, no more buffets, but lots of big plates.
Yeah, like buckets. Yes. I mean, like, you know, what are some of those restaurants bring around? Like, I mean, like, you know, like a Garden Grill, they bring you stuff in, like, big things, you know? Like Ohana for breakfast. Like, it's, like Whispering Canyon. You know, skillets. Like, big things. Yeah.
Restaurants don't really like to advertise stuff as coming in a bucket.
Shoot, whatever. Around here, Kentucky Fried Chicken comes in a bucket, dude. That's a selling point.
Besides Kentucky Fried Chicken, do you have other locations?
Besides chicken, what else comes in a bucket?
Dude, if you saw burritos, if you had burritos in a bucket, that'd be like an awesome idea. Bucket of burritos. I'm just saying. Bucket of burritos.
Come on, throw them in there.
The carnivals.
You'd be reaching in. No. Filling, no toppings.
At our Catholic parishes, Catholic picnics around here, they have buckets of beer. I'm just saying, like, you carry around a little bucket of beer. You know, Ricky, you've been there, like Sacred Heart.
Alcohol is different, but like food items, like actual food.
Back to Disney. Here we go. Any update on the people mover, Ricky? are we going to be moving people in Tomorrowland anytime soon? I did see maybe.
I hope so. Honestly, I really do, because I miss the People Mover and I would like to ride it this weekend if possible. So Disney, if you want to give me something this weekend, let me ride the People Mover. Yay.
All right.
I don't know.
No, I think it's coming back soon. It has to. It's linear induction. So it's kind of like 1979 futuristic technology. I mean, it's not that hard. Like, you sit on a bench. It's basically a moving bench. You're getting back to Friday's show. Like, it's not, it doesn't go upside down.
Maybe there's something more complicated about it that we just don't understand.
Seriously, dude, it's like a little scooter. I mean, it's not that hard, I wouldn't think, but who knows. All right. Joe Laszlo down in the ATL, neighbor of Ricky's.
He is. I might have seen him this weekend.
Did you? Nice.
I did. Yes.
He's giving us a tough one. One Walt Disney World mountain has to be sacrificed.
No. I can do it. Easy peasy.
Okay. Or you're up, Pam. What are you cutting?
Space is going.
Oh, you're killing me. You are wrong.
I'm not. It's going. First of all, it kills too many people. It does. Their backs or their heads or something. Like, not literally kills people. Let me make that clear before people start writing.
Good idea.
It hurts them so bad. They feel like they're killed.
Yes.
Yeah. RIP my back every time I ride it, because it's my favorite ride, but it does not love me back.
No, and eventually, Mike, like, we're going to be getting a call from Mike. Stuck on space.
Can't get up. Yes.
Okay, so I am sacrificing Everest. I know. And it's a great ride because it's not any kind of IP. It's an original concept. It's a fun little ride. But man, every time I ride it, that backwards part makes me just want to hurl.
Awesome.
Like, it's worse every time. No.
Awesome.
I feel like I go upside down and I want to get sick.
You get that Yeti working, and that is
We have no chance of that now. We lost Joe Rody. When they tweeted the picture of Joe Rody's boots, that Yeti was locked in disco mode forever.
Yep.
After he got questioned by that dude in the airport, he was like, I'm out.
I can't do it. Sorry.
I'm going to have to retire. People are still asking me about the Yeti.
Can't do it. Can't fix it. Sorry.
Rhonda Lee's right with me. She hates Everest because it goes backwards. Okay, Ricky, what are you getting rid of?
The portion is the best. I can't believe I'm going to say this. Oh, I can't believe I'm going to say this. Big Thunder. Big Thunder has to go.
That's the one that little kids can ride.
Okay, here's why. Here's why. Big Thunder has to go in its current iteration. Put in Big Thunder that's in Paris, and we can start talking. That's the best.
But then little kids will be able to ride.
Yes, they can. No, it doesn't. Not in Paris. Does not go upside down in Paris. I can tell you, I went on it. Big Thunder does not go upside down in Paris. Not at all. It goes underground.
What am I
thinking of? Space Mountain in Paris.
No.
Yeah, Space Mountain in Paris goes upside down.
Yeah, Space Mountain in Paris does go upside down.
But Big Thunder doesn't.
Okay. Okay, the time. I don't know. I've never been to Paris. I'm not going. It's closed until like April, so who cares? Okay, here we go. Next question. We had one here. Michael's asking, I have been holding off on my first cruise until it was a BR Guest podcast cruise. When will that happen? It's a shame because you know what? We always cruise in the odd numbered years. We've done 11, 13, 15, 17, and 19. So 21 would have been a podcast cruise year. Did I just say it? Like, that makes me even more sad. This would have been a podcast cruise year, but we will do another podcast cruise, I promise you, but we just got to let things settle down. We got to let the ships get out there and see how things are going, but we will let you know. But we'd love to have you sail with us because those are so much fun.
They are fun.
But we'll let you know. We'll do one. Tony, Preacher Tony says, went to California Grill last weekend for the first time. OMG, it was incredible. So, Pam? You steer people in the right direction. He loved it.
Good. I'm so glad because really and truly, we have had so many great meals there. And I love the location of it. First of all, I think there's always something fun about being at the Contemporary, right? It's an original hotel. It was there from opening day. It just feels like Disney. But then you get to go up and be at the top of the Contemporary and look down at the Magic Kingdom. And whether you're looking at fireworks or you're just looking at the rides that are lit up and the building lights and everything else, it feels magical. You can walk out on the catwalks and see it. There's actually two. You get two really distinct views. So next time you're there, ask about both of them.
All righty. We have a question here from Jimmy Tucker. I just got a dinner reservation for Homecoming. And he has a G on the end. You got to fix that, buddy. It's Homecoming.
Coming.
That's right. Next week. He's going next week. What should you eat? Everything. Oh. No, here's the thing. And I've heard this from many of my guests. Like, my guests get back and they've never been to Homecoming. I tell them, you know, give it a shot. You'll like it if you're going to be at Disney Springs, you know, if you like comfort food, stuff like that. And I get this time after time. And it's not really a bad thing because you're only going once. It's not like you're going to. Oh, there's Art Chef, Art Smith, giving us some feedback. Calling him. That's right. He said 407-413-9395. Gotta let him know. This is not a Sunday night show, Art. Okay. So anyway, back to the topic at hand. I'm easily distracted today. Lots of Coke Zero. So what I would say, what I get from my guests is that, man, our eyes were bigger than our stomachs. And that is so true. But it's so good. Now, this is where, I don't know, they're not necessarily small plates at Homecoming. They're big stuff. But, I mean, like, you want to get, like, all the sides, right? You want to get the church ladies' deviled eggs. You want to get biscuits. But then you want to get, like, dude, I got to get cornbread, too. Usually it's one or the other, but you're there. When in
Paris, this is what pocket biscuits are for. That's why they were invented.
I've heard people that are staying like DVC that have taken this stuff back and they've eaten for 4 days on their leftovers because they just, you know, they take it back, put it in the fridge, and they just sit at the table and have dinner for like four more nights. But I mean, the thing is, try things, right? You're on vacation. It's a splurge. Vacation is the time to have a good time. But I mean, I love the donuts and chicken. I mean, when else are you going to, like, I can't go down on Mid Rivers Mall Drive where I live and go get donuts and chicken, like, as an entree. I mean, be crazy on vacation. But what would you say, Ricky? I mean, what's your go-to at Homecoming?
Oh, fried chicken. 100%. Like, so doesn't good. Even matter. Just whatever I can get that has fried chicken on it, I'm in. So fried chicken.
But it's the sides. I think it's the sides too. I mean, you gotta indulge the sides. Pam, what do you guys get?
So I've said this before. I love their collard greens. If you like collard greens, these are really good. They're seasoned well. tiny bit of heat, which I think all collard greens should have. So I know that sounds like a weird thing to recommend, like, oh, dude, you have to go get the collard greens, but really they're so good. The mac and cheese is fantastic. I personally prefer, because I'm not a big fried chicken person, but they have something that's called thigh high biscuits. And the reason why I really love this is because they take the thighs of the chicken and they're on a biscuit. And of course, they're fried chicken. So I think that this is sort of the best of both worlds, because I'm not getting a huge fried chicken dinner, but I get to try the biscuits. I get to try the fried chicken. And then Steve and I usually split that, and we split some sides, which we love. There are just a ton of great sides, and I've loved them all. They actually, too, have some really good salads. So if you're looking for something like that, I would not be afraid to try anything there. And leave room for desserts. There's so many good ones.
Oh, so good. And I tried the moonshine the one time. It was like jet fuel, man. It was hot. It was
no, but spicy. They have flavored moonshine that's not at all. And they have great moonshine drinks, yeah, too, on top of it. They have a refillable drink program. You, yes, can buy that thing. Steve and Hannah, of course, have bought 100.
I say,
I
have one too. You've seen it many times for my runs when I run outside, yes, in the spring. Yes, I use that for my water. But yeah, I think Hannah Forrester is a brand ambassador for the
100%. They should be, like, she should be an IG brand ambassador for that drink program. She tells everyone to get it. But yeah, it is awesome. So you do get a reduced price. Actually, you get more of certain moonshine drinks. They'll put it in that container for you and you just pay the standard price. And in addition, anytime you're walking by, if you want to get a soda or iced tea refill, they'll do it for free.
Yep.
Period. End of story. There's no crazy Disney caveat to this one. So,
which is probably better than that much moonshine. I'm just saying, like, I mean, come on. Sipping that stuff. All right, next. Oh, by the way, we have lots in our live chat. Crab legs come in buckets. Onion rings come in buckets. And apparently spaghetti can come in a bucket in Italy.
Wait, spaghetti?
I don't know. That sounds weird. But that's what Robert says in the live chat.
Well, okay. Besides, like, fried fish and, like, fried items and seafood.
Oysters. Like, Joanne says oysters as well. Oysters.
That's still seafood. That's like seafood comes in a bucket. I get that. But like,
we're not going to encourage Mike Rahman with his bucket of food thing. Sorry. We're just not going to do that.
We'll just have to see. All right. So I'm trying to get, we have so many questions in here. Let's see here. Joe's asking, he has one more question. We'll get to it here. I think it's an interesting question. Worst ride to do after a big meal. He said one time he ate at Germany. I guess he ate Beer Garden. Because, again, Beer Garden, I will go to Beer Garden on a solo trip. Honest to God, I've done this like my last three times. And you might think that is the worst place to go on a solo trip because you eat communally, right? So you're just going to be thrown into it. I like that. Like, I'm not kidding. The first time I went there solo, I sat down with the family. They had heard of the show. Like, they knew my voice. Like, and I was like, what are the chances? Like, they had listened to the podcast. And so we talked about that kind of stuff. It was fun. You know, other times not. But, God, I can't stop myself at that buffet. It's so, so good. And it's a decent value. But, yeah, you don't want to write anything. But Joe picked Body Wars after Beer Garden. I mean, that is, you won. Like, that is the worst. Body Wars on a good day on an empty stomach would kill you. So, yes. I don't know. So what?
I think Star Tours. That's like
same thing.
Star Tours is in the same vein. Yeah, it's horrible. Like, I keep trying to make it through that after not having eaten for a while. So yeah.
Right, I've done 50s Prime Time, the Sampler, and then we had a fast pass for Tower of Terror. That was terrible, bad, and it was like in July, right? Oh. And also one time I did Liberty Tree Tavern in July. And what I do, like, there's just certain things you should not have. Like, there's a reason Thanksgiving isn't a cool time of the year, right? You should not eat Thanksgiving dinner and then walk out into like 95% humidity and a 90 degree 10 o'clock at night, you know, and then go try to ride stuff. I've had bad. I think we did that. Actually, you know what got me? It was before our very first podcast cruise. It was riding the Speedway. And so I was waiting in line on a night. It was like 10 o'clock at night. We hadn't done Liberty Tree Tavern. We had done Whispering Canyon. Remember that? We did a big meet at Whispering Canyon. Dude, I ate so much. I drank like a gallon of soda because they kept bringing those like keggers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't bring you the normal soda. They bring you the one that's like a barrel. And I was like, I'm finishing this thing. So I finished it. We went back over to the Magic Kingdom. I'd eaten all that greasy food. It was 100 degrees. It was in July. I think Paige wanted to ride the cars, so we got in line. And just whiffing all that gasoline fumes, like, you know, like the air was not moving; it was just hanging. Finally, rode them. I just remember I ended up in those bathrooms. I thought I was going to be sick, and then I'm like, "Oh my god, I got to get on." It's our very first podcast cruise. Like, tomorrow's the cruise. They're going to have to fill out the form if I've been sick in 24 hours. I'm not going to be able to go on my own podcast. Oh, I was a mess. I actually left the Magic Kingdom in a wheelchair. Pam wheeled me out. My car was parked at Wilderness Lodge. Wheeled me all the way through Wilderness Lodge, and then I saw Lou Mangiello on the way back. He's like, "What's up, Mike?" I'm like, "Hey, what's up? I gotta go." I was like, "Why?" He didn't even ask. I was in a wheelchair, so pretty. I think he probably. I told Pam, "Keep moving. We can't stop. We just gotta get to the car." But no, Ricky. Any other bad decisions, like meal/rides, you've ever had?
So for me, not like meal/rides, but I think like anytime you have any kind of meal and then decide to go on Mission Space, the intense version, I think you're asking for trouble. So that's gonna be my answer right there. Just asking for trouble. With
we're gonna tell people to clear out of that little hallway. Yes. After the attraction.
Exactly.
If that's what you're choosing to do.
Bad
yes.
Decisions.
Don't eat. Don't eat them.
No. All right, Samantha Wright has a question. What is the best way to tour Hollywood Studios and get as much accomplished as possible? So it is tips that we've learned with the, you know, Galaxy's Edge now, Toy Story Land, you got Mickey and Minnie's. Pam, give her some advice. She wants to see it all. What's your best strategies?
So remember that you're going to see those shorter lines, you know, first thing in the morning if you're there at opening. If you're not going to be there right at opening, I almost want you to wait until closer to park closing at this point in time to ride some of those big attractions. Now, I know that is really kind of scary because then you're like, do I have enough time then to do this and that? So pick one that you really want to do in the morning if you're not going to get there first thing in the morning, and then save the rest throughout the day. The other thing you really want to do is download that Disney app. Honest to goodness, the wait times on there are pretty accurate. And most of the time, if anything, it is less time rather than more. You do get a quirk every now and then, but just watch throughout the day. I have seen weird things happen. Like all of a sudden, the like Slinky Dog's down to whatever, you know, a reasonable amount of time to wait for that. Or, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway is down to a lower time. Think about that. Of course, you're going to have to get your boarding pass for Rise of the Resistance. So that's something that you're going to do before you get into the parks. They open at 7 a.m. and then are open again, of course, later in the day. So check those out, too.
I agree. You just, you know, with the studios, I think it's imperative that you're there ahead of the crowd. I mean, like you said, I mean, if you get there an hour after park opening, you are just fighting it all day long because Slinky Dog is going to be long. Mickey and Minnie's is going to be long. Even if you have a boarding group, the thing is, I mean, you can go in and relax if you're just focused on getting on Rise of Resistance with a boarding group you got back at your hotel. But I want to have my boarding group supplement my day, right? I want to be able to be there and either do Slinky Dog first or maybe, I mean, if you're real old school and this is just your thing, you could do Tower in Rock and Roller Coaster Sunset Boulevard first and really knock those out. But then the thing is, it's everything's a give and take, right? You're going to sacrifice one to do the other. But yeah, I don't know. Mickey and Minnie's, though, is a must do, I think, even though I don't know if I like it better than Great Movie Ride because I'm kind of old and I liked it, but it's a must-do, right? I mean, Ricky, what do you say? I mean, any other things you do? Because you don't necessarily get there at park opening all the time.
No. I don't. And a lot of times I will pick and choose. It does help that I don't ride Tower. So, because, you know, that's the ride that will make me want to throw up. So I tend to not ride Tower just for that reason. So knocking that out of contention helps a little bit. But you know, there was a time when, like, this park, all there really was Tower and Rocket Roller Coaster is like the headliners, and it was easy to do. Now, I mean, there's legit like five big headliners at least to, you know, consider, and then six if you get Rise, basically. So, like, it's kind of crazy. You know, this park has so many awesome headliners that you have to try to fit in. I think Pam had good advice with check the app. You never know. Yes. I think right now, you know, people don't, because there's no FastPass, and I know I've talked about this before, I like that there's no FastPass because I feel like I do get on attractions a lot easier with especially these headliners without FastPass. So honestly, I've managed to get on most of, even not making it to Park Open, I've managed to get on most of the headliners, because really that's about all there is at this park right now. So you just go from one headliner to the next, to the next, to the next. So sprinkle in a little, you know, alien swirling saucers or whatever, and you're good to go. So I think that, I mean, really this park is all headliners. Yeah, at
that's
this
a
point,
good point. Basically. There's really not a lot of like sea ticket type experiences. I mean, you got occasionally got that like meet and greet kind of behind Rock and Roller Coaster with the cars.
But there's the light. It's not
that sometimes.
It's a show.
It's a little show. Yeah, a little.
And that is open. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you got that. So. I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, you got alien swirling saucers. And what else? I mean, they're not doing Indy.
I mean, of course. I mean, depends on how you consider Toy Story Mania now. At this point, like, you know, at one point it wasn't
a
ticket.
That's a headliner.
Do we consider that to be a headliner?
Yeah,
you know, I would still consider it to be one, but. That's what I said, like, there's like six headliners at this point, so
yeah, there are, and few shows at this point too, to sort of fill in and take up those crowds. I think you have to have some kind of meal there. I think you need to have a sit down meal at Hollywood Studios or a long leisurely lunch somewhere, so,
or chill out at what's it called, the Tap House.
Baseline,
yeah. And we sat out there and we made some reels, Scott and I.
On our crowd calendar, we're going to put that as the thumbs down. So we're going to tell people that's not fair.
That's right. Remember, AK people, AK. Okay, yeah. So that is going to do it. But hey, I forgot to do this top of the show. Dr. Mike, he is making an appearance. I almost forgot because our listeners are helping me out with Dr. Mike. So Dr. Mike up on stage trying to help everybody, you know, not be a basic Disney fan and make sure that you enjoy everything and not become your parents' Disney fan.
Oh, no.
Remember, you have to mobile order your lunch. And then one of my clients out in the audience, I know this doesn't work well because it's a two-parter, but I don't have the mobile order app on my phone. Yes, you do. It's right here. It's called My Disney Experience. So there you go. It's not very funny. I know. It reads more funny than it is. So anyway. All right, we are going to get out of here and try to do better on Friday. So thank you so much. If you have questions, drop those to Mike at BeArgusPodcast.com or join us on Mondays around 5:45 Eastern, Facebook or YouTube. We get together. We had a good time, man. Our chat was on fire today. You guys were awesome. Buckets of spaghetti, ribs. We have all kinds of stuff that comes in buckets besides KFC. So that's awesome. All right, don't forget today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. Great discounts out there right now. Hey, save money. And you can feed the whole family with a bucket of KFC. You know what? For the whole year. You know, seriously, today we're working with a new guest. We're looking at different discounts. They had two available. They could do a room discount. They could do a 2 free days on the tickets discount. We crunched the numbers. It was a $275 savings, one over the other. So that's why you need a travel planner, right? You might have just clicked on and said, hey, I'm getting a discount. You might be getting more on a different discount. That's what we do every day for our guests, and we make sure you have a magical trip every time. So drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that quote form, mention the show, and you and I are going to be planning a great vacation, just like Betsy here in the live chat. She's going to have a great time. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. We really appreciate that. And a huge shout out to the patrons. You guys are awesome. Mike in the Midwest coming your way on Thursday tomorrow. It's Ask Mike Anything. So if you want to get in on the action better than I can speak, just go over to patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on the social, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, at BeOurGuestPod. And of course, subscribe on YouTube and Facebook and join us this Sunday night. We have live call-in shows and it was on fire this past Sunday night. So many calls. We couldn't get to everybody. I'm sorry, but like three or four stacked at a time. And of course, we talked a little Magical Express. We talked just Disney in general. It was a lot of fun. So join us this Sunday night from 7 o'clock Eastern to 8 o'clock Eastern over on Facebook and YouTube. Got to always make that conversion because I'm in the central time zone. You guys are living the Eastern life. All right. We are going to get out of here and we'll be back again tomorrow with a replay from Sunday night. And then on Friday with more listener questions. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike wishing you a great Wednesday. Time to head back to work and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.